Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody. Hey, Scott Patterson here. I am all in podcast with iHeartRadio and 111 Productions. We are digging in a little deeper here to Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers, episode 16, because I don't think we really didn't finish up.
No, because we didn't even talk about how mad would you be if you were Lorelai and your mom set you up and you didn't even know. Ugh.
With that guy.
I don't know. I started laughing right away as soon as she said, "Mom, can I see you in the kitchen?"
The minute the doorbell rang, I knew she was hosed. I was who's at the door?
Oh my goodness, that was just funny. Are you setting me up? Chase, wow.
And you could tell Richard was like not having it, but he's trying to be polite and go along with it. And Emily's just like, yeah, as Chase is just talking about the most nonsensical, boring work crap.
You know, that's what's so brilliant about the show is you get this sense of history between these characters, especially, and it's, for me, it's even more impactful, father and daughter. It's Richard and Lorelai that's really getting to me because, you know, he's so disappointed. He's so crushed. He's so sort of steely with her. He's so eye rolling and side glancing and, oh, good God, we're going to have to endure this without Rory here. You know, mm-hmm. Rory is the light of the world, and now I have to deal with my failure of a daughter, and there's all that tension. It always remains.
Yeah, she has that nervous energy.
Right, she just can't stop herself because, you know, she just feels she's being judged, and it's a horrible feeling, and she is being judged. And anyway, it's always wonderful, that wonderful moment when she escaped and Richard caught her, and he just let her go because she made her little speech. And those are the moments that bring those two characters together. And it really resonates with me. Those are my favorite mm-hmm. moments of that, of the, probably the series so far, that my favorite moments are between father and daughter.
Yeah. He says so much in a glance.
And yeah. And he says, no, Emily, I haven't found her. And then a little glance, and there's some dejection in there and there's some hurt, but there's still, I love you. You're my daughter.
Yeah.
And this is how life went. And it wasn't supposed to go this way for me, Richard Gilmore, but it did. And maybe I am not dealing with it the way I should be, but this is how I'm dealing with it. And it's just, these are very powerful moments. It's the soul of familial love. It's like, even though you have these types of characters, these very, very wealthy people who are very disappointed, he still finds his love for her, and they find mm-hmm. their love for each other. So it's for me, these mm-hmm. are very touching moments. I really, really think those are the most powerful moments for me. Anyway, I don't know how you guys feel, but those are very, very
powerful moments.
No,
I agree.
Yeah.
So here's my next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Lorelai called Max because of Luke and Rachel, or because she was just so like, I cannot be set up again by my mother. I gotta get this handled on my own.
Well, I think, you know, that whole episode was set up to show people kissing, especially in the beginning. You know, it's like the episode should have been called Everybody's Getting Some Except for Lorelai. I mean, even Suki and Jackson are macking in the kitchen. I mean, you know, and Michelle is on the phone with his, which yes. is another funny line, right? Was that your mom? Remember? I'm going to redo my funny line because Michelle's going on, I can't wait to see you, Sherry. Oh, yes. Don't tease me that, you know, this kind of thing. My French accent isn't very good. But and then when he gets off, she says, your mother?
So good.
But I mean, even Michelle is getting some, you know, everybody's in love. And
yeah, that's true. She, that could be also what just threw yeah. Lorelai back yeah. to.
She's the odd man Max. Out, man. Now she's, you know, she's going to go back to Max. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the what's her name that came back into my life? What's her name?
Rachel.
I think Rachel.
Can you remember those scenes? Like, did you have good chemistry with Lisa Ann Hadley?
She was very nice. She was really sweet. Yeah. She was a breath of fresh air when she came on set because she was just so lovely. Everybody loved her.
Well, she does look like Suki described her.
But you know what? She was perfectly cast because she's the type of face and voice and personality and person that you could say, yeah, you know, that not a perfect fit. She's probably too good for him somehow, or she's too, you know, she's not a small town girl. She's too sophisticated. She's got.
That's what I got.
Yeah. It was kind of perfect casting there, right? Because you don't see those two together. You see him pining for her and not being able to make it work when he's sitting in the crappy car that he's building at the jalopy and he says, I love you. Oh. She's there like, well, I'm going to go to the Middle East now.
I get why Luke and Rachel like each other,
mm-hmm.
but I think Luke knows she's going to leave.
Yeah.
She loves him. He loves her, but she's going to leave.
How does he feel now? He's shocked.
Mm-hmm.
He's shocked. It's overwhelming for him. He doesn't know what to do. And it's like, you know, he's into Lorelai now. Boy, it's like, you know, it's raining women for Luke. He's getting wet.
And she knows it. Rachel knows there's something going on and asks and says, what's going on?
I mean, it turned into an episode of The Bachelor. Right there. It's like, what's going on
there?
Accept
this rose. Accept this rose.
It's like, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed.
From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, and Danielle, this is the episode where the boom mic gets into the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody where.
So we don't have clown pillow, but we do got a boom mic. And the boom mic, you can see, it's towards the beginning of the episode when Lorelai is calling Emily, telling her that Rory won't be at Friday night dinner. So at 7:07, if you just zoom into that time code on the episode, you'll see the boom mic in at the top of the screen.
You know, those poor guys, you know how hard they work? You know how hard that job is? Because the only position they have to stand on a ladder, on a short ladder, a 3 or 4 step ladder, they have to stand on top of that. Because I remember one of the guys, Dennis, was, I don't know, he was like 60 and he had a bad knee and, you know, he had a bad elbow and he was just doing it his whole life. And he had to stand on top of this little mini ladder and hold the boom mic, which is heavy. It's a long pole with a mic on the end of it with earphones on and hold it above his head for all the rehearsals and all those scene, all those takes we had to do. And you know, every once in a while it would come into view. You know, those guys worked hard, man. They really did. So, to be expected.
Does everyone here celebrate their 3-month anniversaries? I'm so teenager.
For what?
Like Rory and Dean.
Oh, no, I never did that.
No.
Did you? But it's very teenager. Nice to see somebody doing it, right? Isn't it? That's very sweet. And it was Dean's idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just turned to mush. The whole thing, he just turned to mush. Look, credit to him. He realized what he what he was dating, who he was dating, and how special she is. So, you know, it worked him. He got lucky and he blew it.
And he took her to that fancy restaurant.
Oh, yeah. And then he takes her to a junkyard and sits in a junkie Corvair and says, I love you. Done. Bad move. If I was his older brother, I'd say, don't do that. Don't.
He only has that sister.
I love you. The only thing you have going for you if you don't say it.
But why not? He loves her.
You live and learn.
Yeah.
You live and learn. Because it's like you don't. It's like giving. It's like giving the audience what they want right away. They think they want it and they don't. And if they get it, it's like why the Luke and Lorelai story endures, because it took 4 years for them to get together. You don't do it after a couple episodes and say, I love you. So, you know, that's just human psychology. That's basic human psychology, man. Once somebody is given all that power and they're 17 or 16, oh, that's the kiss of death right there. He put Rory in an impossible situation, you know, and I thought she handled it very well. Acting wise, it was
wonderful. True, she did.
Wonderfully comedic.
Totally.
I mean, what's a young girl supposed to do in the face of that, you know?
But speaking of comedic, sorry to change the subject, but I can't.
What?
When Lane goes by. It just came back to me.
Like, with like 20 people.
All the relatives of the like chiropractor or whatever. He's going to be a chiropractor. And she's like, my mom's giving up on me because she's lowering it from potential doctor.
She'll take a chiropractor at this point.
Oh, God, so funny. I took us off track.
No,
from
no, that's
important topic.
But you took us to a wonderful place. You did. It's a wonderful place to visit. But anyway, yeah. So I thought Rory handled, I thought Alexis handled it beautifully.
Yeah.
Handled it beautifully. Easy for me to say. But I mean, yeah, you can't give the girl the power right there. You can't cough it up. It's like, everybody knows that. And I've done it. I did it when I was a kid. It was always the wrong thing to do. It was always a bad idea. I was in my junior high school, there was a girl who I was in love with, and I didn't lose her because I said I loved her. I lost her because we were both running against each other for class president of seventh grade, and I gave a fiery speech. I gave a very fiery, passionate speech, and then she dumped me after that because she saw how much she saw how much I wanted to win the race, the election.
Tough in seventh grade. Wow.
Tough, man. It ain't easy being a seventh grader. But yeah, bad moves. Bad strategic move from tough Chicago kid who's got it all the mystery. He had all the mystery. He had all the psychological advantage. He had all the power, and he just dumped it in her lap.
And on a final note before we go, how about how Lorelai knew? Rory comes in, doesn't say anything, just the face. Mm. Lorelai knows, hangs up the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A mother knows, a father knows. It just takes a look. It's a mood, sure. Tough stuff with the dean. Started out so cool, so self assured, so a little cocky, a lot cocky. And then, man, he just puked it away.
Can we speculate what voicemail Lorelai would have left if Rory didn't walk in?
Oh.
Maybe it was going to be another, Max, hi, I miss you. I love you. I love you. Who knows? I don't know.
What do you think she was going to say?
Probably something very clever and fast-paced. Like, hey, you, it's Lorelai. Just wondering how you're doing. Thinking about, you know. I don't know, that one slice of pizza we had, I thought, you know, I should have had a larger slice than you, but you know, anyway, call me, let's discuss it. Because it's important. I can't get any sleep over it. That kind of, you know, something like that. I don't know.
It's pretty solid.
I'm not a writer, but not a writer of television. But yeah, I think it would have been clever, and it wouldn't have been obvious, but it would have been. And I think Max would have enjoyed
the phone call. She's got game. She's pretty solid. I feel like she could pull it off. She's got game.
Yeah, she's if anybody in that show's got game, it's her. She's not going to let anybody get psychological advantage over her.
Yeah.
And then that's why she's, you know, she's got those walls up. She's got a lot of walls, you know.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Breakup part two.
So the required reading for this week for our book club is Sonnet 43 by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And Tristan quotes this when he's walking away from the girls at Chilton Hallway.
So let's get on that. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, that's it. Boy, this was a fun episode. Nice unpacking it. We could go on all day, but these ladies have a job to do. They have to make these episodes, so they got to get on it. Anyway, thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Riley. Thank you, Amy, for stopping by yet again. What a ball club. What a team. And that's it. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time with the Breakup Part 2, Episode 17. I am Scott Patterson, and this is the I Am All In podcast with iHeartRadio and 111 Productions. See you next time. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.